Hi, I'm Ray McDonald. I'm the voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're on the job with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending June 24th, 2017. One Little Change. That's what we have for you this week. It happens in fifth place where Kendrick Lamar stumbles a slot with Humble. Kendrick has been tapped for a major event. Details are on the way.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put lil' baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell him be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Kendrick Lamar dips a notch to number 5 with his former chart topper Humble. On September 14th, Kendrick will be in New York City to perform at Rihanna's third annual Diamond Ball. The fundraising gala will benefit her charitable Clara Lionel Foundation. Comedian Dave Chappelle will host. Kendrick and Rihanna recently shot the video for his single Loyalty. Last week, Kendrick knocked Ed Sheeran out of fourth place. This week, Ed takes it right back with Shape of You. Ed Sheeran's headed for Glasto. What does he want served backstage? You'll find out after the song.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran returns to fourth place as Shape of You rebounds one slot. On June 25th, Ed will perform at England's famous Glastonbury Festival, and his backstage tour requests have leaked online. He wants Robinson Squash, that's a fruit drink, along with Fanta Soda and a jar of Manuka Honey, presumably to soothe his throat after performing. Holding in third place, you have DJ Khaled, Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne with I'm the One. Why did concertgoers boo DJ Khaled off stage last weekend? Hold on for details.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah.
DJ Khaled holds at number 3 with I'm the One, featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne. Last Sunday, angry fans booed DJ Khaled off the stage at the Electric Daisy Carnival in Las Vegas. The producer DJ ended his performance after only 20 minutes into his hour-long set. He later claimed that his sound system had been sabotaged. On June 30th, DJ Khaled and Lil Wayne will go to sea on the three-night Norwegian cruise line Summerfest Cruise. It departs from Khaled's hometown of Miami. Holding in second place is Bruno Mars with That's What I Like. Bruno ended his European tour with a video gift for his fans. Details are on the way.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Bruno Mars may never leave the runner-up slot. That's where you'll again find him with That's What I Like. Last Friday, Bruno celebrated the end of his European tour with a behind-the-scenes video. Appearing on Instagram, the clip featured backstage footage of Bruno and his crew partying, preparing for the stage, and playing video games. From here, Bruno Mars heads back to North America, beginning July 15th in Las Vegas. Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber are again your Hot 100 champs for a fifth week with Despacito. What does Luis think about Justin not learning the Spanish lyrics he sang? The answer is on the way.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment slowly.
Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber stretched their countdown lead to 5 weeks with Despacito. Justin says he didn't memorize the Spanish lyrics he sang in this song, but composer Luis Fonsi says that's okay. Luis says Spanish isn't Justin's first language, and he chose to sing the Spanish lyrics in the recording studio. Can Despacito make it a sixth week at number one? Well, join me next time, and we'll find out together. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.